baby. I hope you're having a good day. It's nighttime right now, and I'm laying in my bed. I'm completely naked because I want to do something for you. I need to come, and I wanted to record it for you. But that's not all. I want to talk to you about something. I've been keeping a secret from you, but it's something I want you to know. And this is how I want to tell it. Just like this. I wanted to tell you I am so fucking insatiable for you. There were sparks flying from the moment we first met. Weren't there? I felt an immediate hunger. I'll be honest. I was just horny for you. Thought that maybe if we fucked, that'd scratch the itch. But, fuck. And maybe back then that's all it would have been. But that's not... that's not what happened at all, is it? Do you remember that night when we finally hooked up for the first time? God, the sexual tension between us had felt like an incoming tidal wave. Oh, fuck. I felt it in the pit of my stomach. This ache, just waiting for it. And that night, it finally slipped us away. Fuck, that was the hottest sex I had ever had in my life. But do you know what's crazy? The best part. The part that changed everything. It happened after we had finished. Oh. After all the passion had finally been released, and we were both naked and panting and so sweaty, my mascara was streaming down my cheeks. I had drool dangling off of my chin. My hair was like a fucking mess, and your cum was... fuck, it was everywhere. I just made you nut so fucking hard. You were laying there in that post-orgasm high, in your most vulnerable and honest state. You looked over at me with complete adoration in your eyes, and you said I looked fucking beautiful. You don't know what that did to me, what that unlocked between the two of us. That is a high I'll chase for the rest of my life. I'll chase it forever. And you know what? You give it to me every time, only to leave me craving it all over again. And so, here's my confession. I haven't been playing by the rules. I want to make you feel that way about me every fucking day. So I've been tipping the scales in my favor. Oh, fuck. Because all it takes for me to get really fucking slutty for you, and you're absolutely bewildered by me. And so that's what I do. I send you naughty pictures and steamy voice notes, Leave my messy panties on your fucking pillow. Because all of those are like little love letters to you, aren't they? When we're together, I get dirty and vulgar, and I do really kinky things for you. Because you take those as acts of affection. At first, it felt selfish and dishonest, self-serving, but the truth is, it's the most honest thing in the world. I love doing those things for you, because your love language is sex. And the way you act, the passion and admiration that stirs up in you, oh, fuck, that's mine. Fuck! I think we're fucking made for each other. I don't want this to be a secret anymore. I want you to know how fucking desperate I am for you. To know the things I do for you and why I do them. Do you remember that time we were at our friend's house party? I had flirted and teased you all day long, knowing we were going somewhere we couldn't do anything about. And we weren't going to do anything about it. God, you wanted me so bad. You begged me to sneak out to the car and fuck you. And I did, didn't I? I fucked you until the windows fogged over. Fuck. I needed to head back in, but you wanted to stay just a little longer. Me sitting on top of you, your cock still deep inside of me. My tits still pulled out of my shirt. You just wanted me to hold you while you nuzzled into them. God damn it. Everything I did that day was to earn that moment right there. But not everything is an elaborate scheme. I am adaptable. Remember when you made me squirt for the first time? Oh, yeah, you do. I was riding you so hard. Your dick just felt so fucking good. And I came and squirted all over it. And not just a little. I fucking soaked your cock. Oh, fuck. I didn't even know I could do that. It was the first time it had ever happened. Part of me wanted to feel embarrassed, but then I saw that fucking look in your eyes, and Jesus Christ, I made you get up, bend me over, and fuck me into the mess I made on your mattress. You came so fucking fast, baby. I never heard you moan like that. My head was in the clouds for days after that. And I want you to know that nothing is off limits. Nor is it out of the question for you. If you wanted me to just please you till you're fucking dumb, or let your passions consume you and use me as your outlet, it doesn't matter. Whatever your cock wants, that's what it fucking gets. So that's why I'm telling you this. Because I know your dick is fucking rock hard, and I know you've been pumping away to me. God, I fucking love this. That's why I've been playing with my pussy, and I'm about to let you hear me come. Because I know you want to blow a big fucking load to it. Fuck, your sack is probably so tight and heavy right now. I know, baby, it's okay. I'll help you. I hope this makes you fucking come as hard as I'm about to. Oh my god, get ready. This is all for you, baby. Just let it all out for me. Fuck, fuck. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. Drop out of that cock for me. That's it. Fuck, that felt so good. All these moments of relief are fleeting for me, because it's this moment that you fill my cup back up again. And the cycle starts all over. We're trapped in this endless loop. So much passion. So much pleasure. I'd do anything for you. I love you so much, baby. I don't want this to ever end. Have a good day, baby.